Bonjour de nouveau, Magani Duc. Beshiko, benesi, oque indigo. Mang indu dem. Ga osa squatchi mekag and dunjaba. Ga mesqua wako kag. Ninda. So here I am again, still Elaine Fleming, and this is History of Leech Lake. And I've been talking about Star Island, our relationship to it, the people of Leech Lake, and then also the relationships of business people and the federal government and the people who now live on that island, their relationship to Star Island. And what prompted this particular show, it was from an article about land use, local economy, and community interaction in northern Minnesota. And it was written by Carol Crawford Ryan, who was a summer resident on Star Island. And this article that she wrote is called Saving Star Island. And so history is an interesting thing. This the history of Leech Lake Reservation itself, it can't be separated from the stories and the history of the colonizers, the business people, the politicians. Our history can't be separated from the environment and from our different beliefs. And so in 1937, March of 1937, there was a newspaper article, and it said, quote, "We are now fighting the battle of our lives. Probably the most serious problem in the history of Star Island confronts us," wrote Professor Christian A. Ruckmick to fellow residents of the Cass Lake Island of Star Island. And it was about a fight over the building of a road and bridge onto the island. And this was a battle that would be won eventually by the residents who live on the island and also by the Chippewa National Forest. But then before that, what came before that was that the Ojibwe, we were living there. And what comes before that was our relationship with the land, our history with the 1887 Dawes Allotment Act and the Nelson Act of 1889, which enacted the Dawes Act. And so we had control of that island at one time. We have our history there. And in this particular article, it doesn't say very much about that. But we are not excluded from that story. And so I'd like to talk a little bit more about Saving Star Island, for whom. So in 1908, Congress set Star Island aside as part of the Minnesota National Forest that would, in 1928, become known as the Chippewa National Forest. And when I was doing a little research about this Star Island land, I made a phone call, and it was to Christine Brown. She works for the Chippewa National Forest. She's the Lands and Recreation Program Manager. And she said that some of the land today on Star Island is privately and state-owned, but most of it, maybe 80%, is managed by the U.S. Forestry. We no longer have any allotments on that land. The Chippewa National Forest has 40 cabin leases on the land on the island. Some of these leases are for families who have lived out there for over 100 years. But no one lease is for 100 years at a time. The leases that they have for the land right now are for 20 years at a time. And there will be a renewal process in 2020 for the leases out on the island. That land on Star Island was appraised in 2008. And the summer residents, they own the cabins, but the Chippewa National Forest leases the land. And some of the lots go for $2,150 a year up to $3,150 a year. So again, there are 40 lots. At the lower end, that could provide the National Forestry with anywhere from $86,000 to $126,000 a year. Tourism is big business in the Leech Lake area. And who profits from that big business? If you remember that the Dawes Allotment Act was enacted in 1889 through the Nelson Act in Minnesota. In 1889, they had to count all the Ojibwe on the Leech Lake, Otter Tail, Cass Lake, and Winnebagoche reservations. In total, they counted 2,208 Ojibwe. In this census that was conducted by a three-man commission, which was headed by Henry Rice, a politician, a man who participated in probably all of the treaties with the Ojibwe of Minnesota, a man who got rich off of land sales, a man who told we Ojibwe in 1889 that if we agreed to the Nelson Act, which enacted the Dawes Allotment Act, that we would become the richest Indians in the United States. We would become the richest Indians in the United States. That's what Henry Rice, a politician, said in 1889. I think about this when I consider that we once held all of Star Island in common with the Ojibwe. I thought about this as I traveled out to Star Island on Monday, May 9th of this year, 2016. I remember we traveled around the western end of the island and up around the northwest point, which is the area that they wanted to build that bridge in 1937. And we pulled into an area in the central part of the island, on the north side of the island. And we made a trip there because we wanted to go to Lake Windigo to have a ceremony. And that is what we did at that time. And then we were going to go and look at the Ojibwe village that had been located on the northeastern side of the island. But on the way out there, as we were traveling along that western shore of Star Island, I noticed the big summer residence there. Some of the cabins were huge, like mansions to me. And some were small. But again, there are no Ojibwe holding any property out there anymore. But in 1909, the Ojibwe still had some allotments there. But then that land was transferred. Star Island was transferred to the National Forest. That northwestern point of the island, some 10 yards from the north shore of Cass Lake, was held by an Ojibwe woman, Medwekamigokwe. Which I was told translates to woman heard all over the earth. What a powerful name. What a powerful name. Also, the site of the Ojibwe village on the northeastern corner, close to Schoolcraft's 1832 camp, was still allotment land. And the southeastern corner was also allotment land, but was sold to a white man named Alfred J. Starr around 1912. And so this is, again, it's part of the story of Star Island. It's part of a story about the land holdings and about businesses and about government agencies and this beautiful island, Star Island, which is in Cass Lake. So I will continue with this story because it is all part of a larger story about the indigenous Americans of this Turtle Island and our resources and how we lost them. So, miigwech, bisandawi eg, miigwech, miiw.